book of Acts chapter 3. Amen. Amen. Book of Acts chapter 3. Hallelujah. Book of Acts chapter 3. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. For the Bible says, the name of the Lord is worthy to be praised. We bless the name of the Lord and we magnify him and we bless his holy name. Amen. Amen. I want to share with you a passage of scripture that I trust this morning will take root in your life, take root in your life and help you to be all that you can be, all that you can be in God. Amen. Amen. God has a unique way, people of God, of doing some great and mighty things in our lives. Got several verses up here that I want to read that I'll be sharing with you from. Let us stand for the reading of the Word of God. Amen. 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 The Bible says faith cometh by hearing and hearing the Word of God. The Word of God. Nothing. As awesome people of God, I don't care what you read about. I don't care what someone have told you, but this is it right here. The Word of God, the Word of God. If you're going to be changed today, you're going to be changed because of the Word of God. The Bible says one day Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer at 3 p.m. Amen. Now, a man who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gates called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him and did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gates called Beautiful. And they were filled with wonders and amazement at what had happened to him. While the man held on to Peter and John, all the people were astonished and came running to them in the place called Solomon's Colonnade. When Peter saw this, he said to them, "Fellow Israelites, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us as if by our own power or godliness we have made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our father, has glorified his servant Jesus. You handed him over to be killed, and you disowned him before Pilate, though he had decided to let him go. You disown the holy and righteous one and ask that a murderer be released to you. You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead. We are witnesses, you see, of this. By faith in the name of Jesus, this man who you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has completely healed him, as you can all see. Now, fellow Israelites, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did your leader. But this is how God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophet, saying that his Messiah would suffer. Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that time of refreshing may come from the Lord. Let's read that one more time. He said, repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that time of refreshing may come from the Lord. May the Lord God have a blessing to the reading of his scripture. This morning I want to submit to you a message I've entitled, A Time of Refreshing. A time of refreshing. Many of us do different types of things to be refreshed. Many of us find certain things to be that of refreshing. Jared, I want you to help me just for a second here. Amen. Amen. Yeah, okay. Sweetheart, girl. A time of refreshing. Many of us do so many things to be refreshed. Pass them out, please, sweetheart. We do so many things to be refreshed. Some of us, a nice ice cold iced tea in the afternoon when it's hot outside, and you come in and you find a place to rest and you get some nice iced tea mixed with a little bit of lemonade and with some nice ice, and you sit back and you take a drink and you find it to be so refreshing. Why? Because there's a thirst in you and you're hot, and as you consume it, it becomes so refreshing to you. I'm trying to get away from it, but I find a nice cold Coca-Cola to be so refreshing to me. You invite me to your house and you don't have any Coca-Cola, you come to me and say, what would you like to drink? More than likely, I'm going to say Coca-Cola. But it's very important that the Coca-Cola be cold. I'm amazed at people that can drink things room temperature. God bless you. God bless you if you can. But there is something about the chill that becomes so refreshing to it. Perhaps if I pass the mic around the room, several of you will tell me what you find very refreshing. And again, as we look at this of refreshing, right now we're talking about refreshing the physical body, the physical body. But I want you, if you will, if you haven't already, we put some ice in this just to chill it down a little bit. Grab your cups real quickly here. Don't mess up the pastor's message. Everybody got to participate. Amen. Amen. And just take a nice sip of some ice cold water. Amen. Come on, sip one more time. Sip one more time. You need to wake up. Amen. It does something to the body. You know, if you've been in praise and worship and you got your blood pressure up and you got your heart moving and now you take a nice sip of some cold water, your body finds it to be so refreshing. So refreshing. But just as our body has to be refreshed, our spirit man, people of God, can be refreshed and need to be refreshed. And you say, well, Pastor, how do we refresh that spirit man? How do we refresh the spirit man? But look at this story here look at this the story here. As people begin to see the move of God, the move of God work, the move of God work, that it became refreshing to the spirit. It became refreshing like a nice cup of ice water. It became refreshing to their spirit. And so we find a biblical theme of refreshing. It has a variety of physical and spiritual meaning. In scripture, we read a refreshment by resting on the Sabbath. You see, the reason why God created the Sabbath, the Sabbath was not necessarily created for God. It was created for us. It was created as a time that we would rest and be refreshed. You see, if God didn't stick that in there, that we will work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And if you're here today and you're working 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, allow me be the first one to tell you that God didn't build you that way. And so if you're working like that, don't be surprised if things start acting up. They only act up because you were equipped to be refreshed. Amen. You're equipped to be refreshed. So in Exodus 23:12, God outlines the Sabbath. We find with cool water after physical activities, our body gets it and it becomes refreshed. And the word of God has that same type of impact. Christians are encouraged, according to 2 Timothy 1:16, by fellowshipping with one another. By fellowshipping with one another, it's refreshing. It's a marvelous. It's a beautiful thing. The Apostle Peter describes a time of spiritual refreshment that took place on the day of Pentecost. And he exhorted his listeners to repent and respond to the gospel message. Repent and respond to the gospel message. You know, the word repent can be looked at in so many ways, but the most important thing you need to gain from it is that whatever you're doing, you need to stop it and do something different, because God wants every single one of us to be refreshed, to be refreshed in every area of your life. He wants you to be refreshed. He does not want us to be stressed out. He does not want us walking around tired and out of order and unable to do certain things. But he wants us, people of God, to be refreshed, be refreshed, be refreshed. You know, it is great to go home and take a shower and have a meal and to recline back and be refreshed after a busy day. Well, God wants us to be the same way, but what we have to recognize is that the spiritual part of us has to continue to be refreshed. Why is that so important? Why is that so important that as you go out in this world and do ministry and be involved in all types of activities, your body gets worn out? Even your spiritual man needs to be refreshed. And so as you are engaged in ministry and doing ministry with different people, you have to come back. It's almost like a car running out of gas. At some point in time, you got to replenish the car. How many of you believe that E stands for enough in a car? Some people say that's my definition of E in a car, because usually if it's half full, if it's a quarter of the way full, if it just got a little bit, about three quarter or almost at the point of being empty, I usually only stop when the car says, I can't go no more. Not a good example for any of you any of you to follow. But everything has to be replenished. And so the spiritual man, you don't know in the spiritual realm how excited your spiritual man is today because you're in church. If you only knew how your spirit feel right now, being around kindred minds, kindred spirits, being in fellowship, if you only knew, you would never ever miss church again. Because little do you know that the spiritual part of you is being refreshed. The spiritual part of you is growing as a result of that. The spiritual part of you is getting nourishment because of the mere fact that you're here. The spiritual part just gets so excited when it hears the word of God. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. So can you imagine how the spiritual part of you is feeling right now because of the fact that you're doing something spiritual, So Acts 3:19, he tells us that the time of refreshing may come. It comes from the presence of the Lord. The apostle's statement was especially meaningful to his Jewish audience that were on the scene listening. But the good news of the spiritual life, it is also extended to those of the Gentile culture, the Gentile race as well. Now, even now as believers, we can experience this great time of refreshing by quieting our hearts in devotion in a time of prayer to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, by reading our Bibles, by learning of the great mysteries of God. It's a time of refreshing. Some of us been through so much this week, and we need to come to a place where we can be refreshed, where we can become strengthened in Jesus. As they looked on and saw the man healed, it was a time of refreshing, recognizing that the God that they serve is able to do anything. People of God, you need to be encouraged today in the midst of everything that comes your way, that there is nothing, absolutely nothing impossible for God. Sometimes you got to speak to yourself and remind yourself that there is nothing too hard for the Lord. You see, in the midst of deadlines, in the midst of trials and tribulations, we have to recognize that the God that we serve, that there is absolutely nothing too hard for the Lord. I want you to say that with me. There is nothing too hard for the Lord. Now, I want you to make it personal. There is nothing too hard for the Lord in my life. Just by you telling yourself that, just by you speaking that with your own mouth, you, even if you're barely able to believe it, but you're on the verge of encouraging yourself in the Lord by knowing, because sometimes the things that we deal with in this world, we begin to feel, first of all, that we're in it all by ourselves. How many ever been in a real bad situation and felt like you're all in it all by yourself? Come on, it's okay to lift your hand. But little do you know that so many of us have traveled down the same road. And many of us can testify and tell you that God is going to see you through it. But be very sure, people of God, that the moment you get in the presence of the Lord, it's a time of refreshing. The moment you get into the presence of the Lord and your sins are revealed to you, you repent. You repent. You repent. And as a result of repenting, you are being restored. See, refreshing comes in so many ways in our life. Some of us are refreshed through fellowship one with another. Through fellowship one with another, we find that refreshing. Some of us are refreshed when we do through our giving of our time, our talents, and our treasures. We find that so refreshing to be able to give back to God a portion of that He has given us. Some of us find refreshing, and it comes to us through witnessing when we share our faith with someone. And we share our challenges with someone, and as a result, they want to receive what we have. It becomes a time of refreshing. Refreshing comes through ministry. When you're able to minister, it's refreshing to my spirit today to be able to share with you and to minister to you and to let you know that when you're in the presence of the Lord, reading the Word of God, fellowshipping with one another, it is refreshing to your spirit. This is why the author of Hebrews tells us to forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. Why? Because it's always a time of great refreshing. Time of great refreshing. Refreshing comes through exhortation. When we exalt and encourage someone, it's okay to exalt and encourage someone. It's okay to do that. It's okay to do that because we have to encourage one another. We have to encourage one another. We are our brother and our sister keeper. We're watching over each other. If there is a fire in a building, would you walk out knowing I'm there? I would say the average person will not do that. But you will sound the alarm. You will pull the bell. You will holler my name. You will go from floor to floor and say, come on, I'm getting out of here. You will sound the alarm. You would want to encourage me to get out. And that's where it worked. Refreshing comes through reconciliation. There's a brother that we had not been fellowshipping for many years, and that we came back together, and we reminisce and we begin to fellowship, and the fellowship was reconciled, and it was a moment of refreshing to the spirit. So people of God, let's not get overly caught up in refreshing the physical body. Let's get caught up in refreshing the spiritual side of us. When everything is said and done, it's all about what's going on with you spiritually. What happened physically is one thing, but the driving force in your life must be your spirit, where you stand spiritually. If you're out of fellowship with God today spiritually, the message in Acts 3 simply says repent. Repent, that's all, repent. Repent is really not complicated. It's really just stop what you're doing and go the other way. The military calls it do about face. Go the other way, repent. And he tells them to repent and change your action. Because it's a moment of refreshing to the spirit. You see, it's like this here. When we are out of fellowship with God, then we are offline. I don't know if you've ever been on the on the computer trying to get on the internet and you're searching for something, and that little hand is just spinning, 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 and it just keep on spinning. And then you look down and you're offline. You can't get online. There's something blocking you from getting online. You want to get online. You want to get the information that you need, but you're offline. Well, some of us, the only way we can get online is that we need to repent. The Bible says that Jesus' first message after he was baptized by John, his message was repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. He wants everybody to be online. God wants to have a continuous relationship with our spirit so that our spirit can be refreshed. Refresh. And so that entire story of the of Acts 3, it boiled down to a moment of refreshing to those that look, those that saw. It was a moment of refreshing, and they came and they wanted what the apostles had. But it's a moment of refreshing. And every day of our life, our spiritual part of us long to be refreshed by the power of God, by the power of God. You see, the closer you get to God, the more refreshing you become. The further you get from God, obviously, the less refreshing you get. But it should be our desire, as the scripture says, to draw nigh to him as he draw nigh, to draw closer to him every day. We know the story in Genesis when Adam and Eve went out of fellowship with God. They hid from him. They ran from him. But let that not be the case with us. That the spiritual side of you, people of God, it desires to be refreshed like the physical side of you. Give it the word of God. Give it fellowship. Give it spiritual activities so it can be refreshed as your physical body is refreshed. What an awesome time today of refreshing. And we're going to pray this prayer over the church today as God will refresh our spirit in the name of Jesus. That God will refresh our spirit in the name of Jesus. But first thing we must do, as recorded in Acts 3:19, the first thing we must do, people of God, there must be a time of repentance. Repentance. Repentance is not a bad word. In fact, it's a beautiful thing because it gives you the ability to go back online with God and get your refreshing. So I want you to stand with me as we recite this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Would you stand today? Would you stand today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, what a moment of refreshing. Lord God, we pray today that this time of refreshing does not come as a surprise to you, but in the name of Jesus, we repent. We turn from our wrong ways and we invite you into our lives in a powerful way. We pray this day that every part of us that's dry and thirsty, we pray this day that we will be refreshed and empowered in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, this day for your word that has the power to change us. We thank you, Lord, today that you have promised to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask and thanks. And so we thank you today for this moment in time where we have been refreshed by your presence and by your word. In Jesus' name, we thank you for refreshing us. Amen and amen. Give the Spirit of God a hand. Give the Spirit of the Lord a hand. Give the Spirit of the Lord a hand. Hallelujah. 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 Just worship. Just worship. Just worship. Hallelujah. 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 For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Bless the name of the Lord. You may be seated in the house of the Lord today. Amen. Amen. For the word of God encouraged the people of God that every day of our lives that God says this is the day that he has made. And we must rejoice, people of God, and be glad in it, and be glad in it, and be glad in it. There's a path.